All right, let's talk client testimonials. As part of our content marketing strategy, we recently decided to consciously start using customer testimonials. And questions about this quickly came up, like what questions to ask, how are we going to use it? And so I decided to do an episode here and share with you how we came to the questions that we're going to use and the process that we will be using to collect and use these testimonials. So there we go. Let's dive on in and start talking about customer testimonial questions. Here we go. First of all, if you are new here, I am Jen Neal, founder of Formula Done and creator of the Content Activation Formula, which is a whole lot of words to say that what we do is we help businesses find leads and qualified traffic online and bring them to you using content that you've already created or helping to project future content. So if any of those things sound amazing, go check out some of our other videos and our blog. So more videos here on the playlist. You can find it through our channel. Make sure you subscribe if you're feeling up to it. And go check out our blog at formuladone.com. That has more extensive list of details and downloads and all the good stuff. You can go on a complete learning spree, put somebody in your team to work. All right, so let's talk about testimonials. So why testimonials actually work? So I have a stat here for you guys. According to HubSpot, video content is 40 times more likely to receive engagement and get shared online versus any other form of content, which comes from the video standpoint, but also from a standpoint of testimonials is that I see so many different stat numbers on this, but like we all know that most people are going to go look at customer reviews. They're going to look at, does this look like a real or a made up testimonial, which is also why I like video. And can I relate to one of these people seeing their results and project it as my results? Like what it does is it helps to solidify that your program or service will actually yield the results that they're looking for based on the feedback from other people. Hugely important. Am I good at collecting testimonials? Let me tell you what, I suck at collecting testimonials. Like I super suck at them. I realize this, and there are a lot of different ways to use testimonials. The two really big ones that would be for customer feedback to make sure that they are enjoying their point on the journey, and also obviously for marketing to help with your sales efforts. There's all sorts of other ways that you can use them, but these are the two that I kind of want to focus on. Specifically, we are talking about how are we going to use this in our marketing and consciously saying we want to include a workflow internally to make sure that we are collecting good testimonials and how we are going to use them in our marketing. One of the best ways that you can use customer testimonials is to address objections, any areas where people are feeling not taken care of, handling that customer journey, right? And I'm going to say this as delicately as I can. I am actually deprioritizing this need for our business for using testimonials, not because it's not important, not because we don't want the feedback, but because we are reconfiguring, retooling an agency workflow to just optimize for our Evergreen Leads Machine program that we do. We're constantly sort of retooling that. And because of that, I am in connection with our customers on like bi-weekly basis, a couple times a week, right? We're checking in, here's where we're at, you know, so we're getting feedback and things right away. So in terms of using customer testimonials for where we are at right now, I personally am more focused on the using it on the sales side of things and not necessarily on the feedback loop. But keep that in mind because depending on where you're at and where your customers are at, it may be more important for you to focus on the feedback rather than the sales loop. This is just the cycle that we are currently in right now at Formula Done. So I love, love, love using video testimonials. One, because as you already saw the stat I shared from HubSpot, like video is most likely to be shared. People are more likely to watch video. And video is like the most repurposable media of all of them. So you can cut, you know, little snippets down so you can get like a nice long video and just let your people just talk, right? When they are just opening up and talking, all of a sudden they'll start to discover things that you never really heard, right? Or that you never would have thought to ask. It's totally easy to repurpose, and from video, you can create everything else. You can create audios, you can create written images, all those things, right? As well as little video snippets. Plus, here's the other thing I love about video testimonials. It's like, if it was a written testimonial, I could fake it. Like, I could fake putting somebody's picture in, and I could fake the testimonial. Not that I would, but I think video testimonials, especially the ones that don't look super professionally done, right? If you literally have a customer that's sitting here, like, holding up their phone, taking a video, like, that's not faked. That is a real, genuine feedback, right? So it becomes more believable. Anyway, that's why I love to talk about using videos. Now, there's the question of, like, how does this come up? So here's kind of the process that we go through. Again, it's kind of a process because it hasn't actually been turned into an SOP, but now it will. So it's actually our process. So what we do is I have a list of questions on a Google Doc, right? And I will literally just send these questions to a customer and be like, hey, I'm looking for feedback. Can you just go through, turn on Zoom, record yourself or turn on your camera and record yourself this way and just go through, read the question, answer the question, read the question, answer the question. If you have somebody who's engaged and willing to sacrifice their free time to take 5 minutes to go do this and who is good with initiatives, like if you have an in with their VA or something like that, so it shows up on their calendar and they get it done. Awesome. That's kind of approach number one, because it's somewhat standoffish, right? So we're just asking them to kind of go. Approach number two is I can take that same list of questions. I'll give it to them beforehand. Invariably, if they're busy, they will never actually look at the questions beforehand, which is totally fine. I would probably be guilty of the same thing myself. So book a Zoom call and hop on the Zoom. Now, the reason that I do this as approach number two is because if I am on the call, they are less likely to give true, authentic feedback, as in any of the negative things, right? So if I'm specifically after, let me make sure that I'm hearing anything negative, anything frustration-wise, anything complicated, concerning, confusing, any of those things, like, I want that feedback. Not everybody is really great at doing that straight to your face, right, when you're on Zoom. But that is approach number two, is like, hey, can I get you on a call? I have these questions. Let me go through and record. I've done this option with plenty of people as well. All right, so option number three is to use some sort of a video creation tool. And there's so many different tools out there, you guys. I think we were using one called Video Peel. Anyway, here's what I love is I can actually just invite them to a website link. Okay, so I can say, hey, go to this website link. They go to the link and the questions are there to prompt them. And you can either have them come up at different times or have all of them just kind of there, right? And then they go through, they hit record right on their desktop, they're prompted with the questions, they answer the questions, and then it automatically uploads to the cloud and I don't have to like chase them down to go get it. You know, you can tell them, hey, it takes less than 5 minutes, here's a link in the email, please just go do this. That one seems to work pretty well. It's at the bottom of the list because it kind of gets into sort of more technology kind of world and usually end up with a little bit shorter snippets, which I'm totally fine with if that's all you can get. Right? So those are kind of the three options and the ways that we go through and actually collecting them to make sure that we're actually getting it in. Now, the other thing that I am bringing on board as part of what we're doing is to strategically put these testimonial questions, request for feedback, or, you know, whatever we want to call it, right? But we're actually putting it into the workflow. And we're putting it into the workflow at times when it's right after we've just delivered a big chunk of work or a big progress analysis or something, so that we're fresh, top of mind in their minds, right? So then they've just been made aware of all of the results that they've been getting, right? So it's already forefront of mind. And then like, hey, would you mind answering a few of these questions back here on video? So there you go. That's kind of how we're working it into our workflow. So I'm curious, before I dive into the actual sort of recommended questions here, a couple of things. One, I'm curious, how are you guys using testimonials? Like, how are you doing it in your business? Is it at a certain workflow point? Do you only do it once? Do you ask for written testimonials? Are you asking for video? If so, like, how are you collecting the video? Totally curious to see how other people are doing it. Cannot wait to hear your feedback. Okay. The other thing that you really want to pay attention to is the questions are more semantics. The questions are literally just designed to get their wheels spinning and their mouths moving, right? So what we're really after in terms of a really good testimonial is, one, You just really want to paint the picture of the transformation that has happened. What was life like before you started working with us? What is life like after you've worked with us? That's the gist of it. How painful was it before? How awesome is it now? And then all of the rest of the questions kind of start to be more granular detail along those lines, right? So, what was it like before you started working with us? And here's where you can get the common objections that you have. If you have specific objections that you know people have in coming into your sales process, then you can ask things that are pointing around those pain points. Like say one of them is financial, because usually time or money is some sort of an objection for everybody, right? So what was life like before you started working with us? Did you feel like you had enough time to handle this on your own? Or, you know, how did you decide to allocate money to this? I'm not wording the question right, but really you want to shape like, what was life like before, especially related to funds for outsourcing? And then what does it look like now after the fact, right? And so after the fact, specifically as it relates to the money that you invested with us, what does that look like now, right? So you can actually use their answer, if great, to overcome and eliminate some of the common objections. Does that make sense? All right. Here we go. I have a list of questions here and I'm just going to kind of walk through these. These are gathered from various different sources. I'm just going to kind of give you some ideas. This is a very general list. That's like a good starting place, because the other thing that I want to do is, if, especially if I'm sending them a Word doc or I'm sending them an app with the questions that come up, I don't want to overwhelm with questions. I want to leave them kind of open-ended so that they can talk as much or as little as they want. But I want to make sure that overall I'm capturing that story arc. Life before, life after. What was the transformation, right? Okay, so the very, very first one, here we go. All the questions. Who are you and what does your company do? This one is wonderful because it opens them up. Like, it's a great one to get them started with. They're like, oh, okay, I know how to do this. I get on camera all the time and I talk about myself and what I do all the time. They're comfortable doing it, right? So it loosens them up. Gets them in the mood. Plus then it gives you that grounding of like, this is a real actual person. And then that gives you the relatability of future customers from a sales perspective, relating to this person, be like, oh yeah, I work in the same industry. Oh, this person looks like me. Oh, I help that group of people also, right? So it gives you that relatability. Okay. What is one story of success that wouldn't have been possible without our product or service? So it's an open-ended question, but you're very specifically saying, give me a success story that's directly related to working with us. So you're narrowing it in just a little bit more and you're asking them to share a story, which is always more engaging anyway. So as long as they're talking about that story, they can talk about business, how it affected finances, their teams, operations, whatever it is, their own personal life. They're going to tell some sort of a story, especially if you lean on that story term. Okay. What problem or problems did you face before working with us or using our product or service? So here we are identifying the pain points that they had. And this one's awesome because it also gives you other pain points you may not have been aware of, right? And you're getting them directly in their words. So those become perfect ones to be able to use for marketing in the future, right? All right, what made our product, service, or company a good fit for you? This one is awesome because it's a leading question, but it could honestly go really short, like, I just know you're gonna do an awesome job, or I researched all of these other companies, like, so you could get competitive research. Why is it a good fit? They're literally gonna tell you the differentiating factors that made them make the decision to start to work with you, which is amazing, right? Okay, what problems were you hoping to solve when you purchased our product or hired our service? So this is a really good one for feedback as well. If they have problems that they feel like were going to be addressed and weren't, that's either an expectation problem or a delivery problem, right? But chances are that they're going to be like, I thought that you were going to solve needing to post consistently on social media every day, which you totally did. But in addition, you've also given me back tons of time because now I have more time with my VA that I was paying. And now because of that, I'm able to go do these other things. So all of a sudden, I have more than one problem solved that I never even expected. All right. Specifically, what was the best thing about our product or service? Now, here's where you're asking for like a highlight reel, right? You're like, okay, what's the best thing? And the best thing is probably going to be around time, money, or some derivation of time and money. Like, that's how it's going to happen for the most part, right? But it really gives you that awesome sort of highlight reel. All right, what results did you achieve by using our product or service? So here we're actually asking them to call out the results that they have seen from their eyes in their words. This is also perfect to help end that transformation, right? So now you know what were the problems that they had beforehand, what their expectations were, and the results. It's like, yes, it's exactly what I was hoping for. Or, oh my gosh, I got so much more, right? That's perfect for more marketing words. Okay, this one is always fun. Would you recommend us to others and why? The "and why" is super important because I've done these before where they're like, yep, I totally would. Awesome. So if you ask "and why," they're going to give you some sort of an answer, which can become also a great highlight reel to add onto like an order form or something like that. Here's why you should hire this company is actually what you're asking for. Okay, and then the final one, love this open-ended question. Is there anything else you'd like to add? This is such a great question to close with because it always, always gives them that complete open mic and they're like, oh, you didn't ask me about this. And by this time, they've had a few questions. So their brain's already churning on like, oh, what all did you do for me? Oh yeah, oh yeah, and this happened and this and this. Oh, oh yeah, this is really awesome. Oh, I should also talk about this because, so you're giving them a total open mic, right? So at the very least, open with who are you and what do you do? And close with, is there anything else that you'd like to add? In the middle, make sure you have what did life look like before and what does life look like afterwards, right? The middle questions, add or remove as you need, but you're always gonna wanna like start and end with those two and then fill in between depending on specifically what kind of marketing messaging you need or sales messaging and where you're gonna use it and how you're gonna be using it. All right, so finally, let's just talk about getting the most out of your testimonials. Getting testimonials more than one time, like frequently, especially for recurring type things, I think is fantastic, especially in the beginning of the buy-in cycle when they're like new, they're fresh, they're super excited. So you're gonna get a lot of like conversion type answers there. I have a cat who is helping me with the bedroom. Thanks. So they're gonna be like, giving you a lot of that conversion type info, like a lot of really good sales language. And then after the fact, you're also gonna get, hopefully, good numbers, good results, amazing feedback, right? So they've just finished whatever it is. You're pumping them up, you're giving them badges, you're giving them accolades, you're giving them the results, whatever that is. And they're gonna be like, oh my gosh, this is amazing, right? The key is timing, I think, right in those spaces. And that's where we have like really sucked at. It'll be like, oh yeah, I delivered awesome results. Oh, I'll come back and get testimonials from them later, right? And then you go by another month because I just wasn't prioritizing getting testimonials. So you go by like another month and then all of a sudden they're like, oh yeah, what did you do for me, right? So timing is super important. And then I think really what you have in these testimonials, especially by asking a lot of video questions, is they're very complex. There's a lot of info in there and you can pull those apart and repurpose that everywhere. Literally, probably all you need is 5 to 10 amazing, great testimonials. Obviously, if you have more, the social proof is undeniable, but all you really need is a good 5 to 10. And with that, you can repurpose everything for your sales messaging to keep people going, for cold traffic, warm traffic, hot traffic. Like, you've got all of the information that you need right in there. That's why we love doing the video testimonials. And so we're actually incorporating this service right into our workflow process, right at those points in the very beginning and right after we've delivered some awesome results. And we're making it easy for them to be able to hop on video and answer a few simple questions. So I think that's the biggest part of it. And then just being really conscious about where you're gonna use them. And for us, that also required actually setting up a complete separate storage area just for testimonials. Because sometimes we'll get random texts and images and then of course our different videos and then as we're pulling things apart, right? So we had to create one place to keep everything because over the years they just sort of got spread out all over the place, right? So being very organized also helps. So super curious, you guys, drop in the comments. Let me know if there's any questions in here that helped. Any testimonial questions that you use that are totally amazing. And make sure that you check out formuladone.com, our blog, to get more great information and additional resources and things, and check out the rest of our videos on our YouTube channel. Until the next episode of the Content Toolbox, hang in there and go get some amazing testimonials, right? Catch you later.